And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning on KODY. Tristan Winder alongside my good friend George Lobby here this morning. George, always good to have you in the studio, sir.
Good to be here. Glad to be here.
We go to the phone lines now as we have Lisa Burke of the Lincoln County Visitors Bureau joining us. And Lisa, appreciate you taking some time for us here with our monthly update with you and the folks. And how have things been going for you the past month?
Well, probably a lot like everybody else, ready to get out of our home and get back into our offices.
Is there much hair pulling yet? Or you're not pulling all of your hair out, are you?
It's almost all gone, yes. And definitely turned grayer.
Times will do that to you, it seems like, right?
Yes, for sure, but this will too pass, we hope.
Yeah. Now, Lisa, before we dive into our monthly update with you and the Visitors Bureau, let's talk a little bit about Nebraska Land Days. Obviously, unfortunate news that came out late last week. Probably the correct decision. Do not envy the position that the committee or that Mr. Fudge is in by any means, because it's a tough decision. But it is. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt Nebraska, and it's going to hurt North Platte for a little bit.
Right. The COVID pandemic started hurting our community back in March. We saw a tremendous. Is there a lot of feedback, or is it
Uh-oh.
Just on my?
There might be just a. Sometimes there's a little bit of an echo. Okay. You sound okay, but you might hear a little bit of yourself.
Okay, I'll try to ignore myself. But you know, at that point, when April rolled around and it was still happening, I know David Fudge and the Nebraska Land Days Board started looking at alternative options, and I know it was a very, very difficult decision for them, but it was definitely the safe decision, and to help protect all of us, you know, in Nebraska. And 13,000 people crammed in that little tiny area is probably a good incubator for that COVID.
Oh, absolutely.
It was, yeah. Definitely a huge economic blow to our community. The whole tourism sector has seen that. We saw it in March. We're down probably over 30% with our revenues in March, and we expect that April will be down about 80%.
Oh, wow.
And continue on. Yes, we've seen a huge, huge dramatic drop in travel, as we should. People are staying home like they're supposed to. We saw one local hotel close the beginning of April, and the other ones went to pure skeleton staff, managers, and probably one housekeeper. So they let a lot of people, put a lot of people on furlough or let them go, and it's been a dramatic blow to our community. And tourism is it's the third largest industry in Nebraska. It brings over $105 million to Lincoln County every year in just tourism spending, and that's just in Lincoln County. That was for the year 2019. We have 15,000 jobs, and the payrolls for those jobs is $26 million a year just in Lincoln County. So the economic vitality of our community has definitely dwindled a lot. It's, the restaurants are also a big sector of what we do, and we all know how bad they are hurting as well. But it's definitely scary times, but I hope that we will see that uptick. We've been really keeping track and watching. There's every study out there that you can imagine. I'm sure you guys have seen them, and there's a lot of tourism groups that we're watching, and people are slowly thinking about traveling again, but they are not thinking about getting on an airplane. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're planning to do is drive. So, North Platte and Nebraska are definitely prime for that. We're also looking for more of a rural area, not a metro area, so they have wide open spaces and can feel safe. And they're also going to be, checking our hotels and our attractions websites to see if we have set up cleaning protocols and things to keep them safe. So that's what we're working on now.
Now, Lisa, obviously there's been a lot of cancellations we know in the community, and that's hurt the Visitors Bureau quite a bit too, but you've been able to do some social media interaction as of recently with the recent exciting event that you guys still, it's still going on, right?
Right, yeah. So with, you know, us, our, besides trying to capture and find out all the events that we've lost and meetings and bus groups, and we've been trying, you know, keeping track of all that. We, you know, we're trying to figure out a way to keep people upbeat and happy. And Tourism Week actually started on Sunday. So Friday we launched a Be a Tourist in Your Backyard selfie contest. And because there are no visitors in our community right now, we feel that it's the perfect time for the people who live in Lincoln County to get out and get to know what we have to offer in Lincoln County. So we are offering $100 a week. All they need to do is go around and find 10 of the locations that we've marked with signs and take you know, selfies of themselves and post them on Facebook with a hashtag Visit North Platte. And they'll be in a drawing for those. We're giving away $100 each week. There'll be $75 in restaurants gift cards and $25 in attraction gift cards, the attractions that have gift shop type of things. But we're hoping with, you know, we've already had quite a few people that are out already. I think yesterday one lady already did 8 of them.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty amazing. Can you guys give me a guess how many signs we put out in Lincoln County?
No, I don't know. What do you think, George?
Oh, God, I don't know. 25, 40, somewhere in there.
Yep, 40.
40? Hey.
Wow. George is going to buy a lottery ticket
second
after
guess,
the show.
Yeah, I'm feeling lucky today.
Yeah. You know, they're at Jeffrey Lake to Green Bend Antique Town to our golf courses to the new brewery, just anywhere that is, you know, an attraction, a place to go, things to do within our community. So that just says a lot of what our community has to offer. You know, we have 3 lakes in Lincoln County, so that's pretty unusual. So
yeah, there's a lot
everybody
of stuff
can
out
go
there
out and play and still maintain social distance and get out of your house and
definitely
enjoy this awesome weather that we're having.
Yeah, yeah, that is one positive. And people, I we've said it time and time again, but you know, people think that just because they're in isolation or they're trying to maintain that social distance, they have to stay home. That's not the case. You can do that at so many different locations right here in Lincoln County and enjoy these locations that you maybe forgot about or maybe that you take for granted because it's in our own backyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're really super lucky we live here. You know, if we were in somewhere like Denver or New York, we would not be allowed to leave our house.
Yeah.
We're lucky that we have that, and there's so many things to see and do out there right now, and definitely take advantage of that and win some money. We're, you know, hoping that we know that money will help those local restaurants and attractions that are hurting greatly now, because a lot of them, we know a lot of the restaurants are closed, but our attractions usually open around the 15th of May, and we're not going to see that this year. We will be lucky if they open on Labor Day weekend, actually. So it all just kind of depends on where our numbers go and what happens and their comfort level. So.
Sure. Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Lisa?
I do. I have one more cool thing.
Sure.
This year, we were doing our first annual Lincoln County Visitor Bureau Excellence in Tourism Awards. We were planning to have a big awards luncheon tomorrow on the 6th of May to celebrate those people out there who helped make our tourist attractions, our events, our lodging, and our restaurants, make them a memorable place for visitors. It kind of just rolls down to excellent customer service, and we were wanting to recognize that within our community. We can have great, great events and great attractions, but if we don't have that good customer service, those visitors don't come back, and they don't spread the word of what an awesome, warm, and welcoming community that we have. So I think we're really super lucky here that there are a lot of those good people that help make North Platte what it is, and Lincoln County as, you know, a great place to come and visit. We are going to do it via Zoom. Yes, thank you, COVID. We're not going to be doing the luncheon, so that kind of spoiled all of our fun plans for that. But we received 20 nominations for 7 different awards that we're giving away.
Oh, wow.
We're doing an excellence in service with a hotel, a restaurant, a retail outlet, an event, and an attraction. Then we are giving an award for a Volunteer of the Year, and then our big award will be the Hero of Tourism Award. And this award, we don't expect it to be given out every year. We want this, you know, this is an award for someone who has gone above and beyond and made a big impact on tourism in Lincoln County. So they, you know, in all sectors, they may be active in promotion or preservation or development of an event or an attraction or a property. They might be just a community champion who works hard to celebrate all of our positive aspects. But so we will be doing that tomorrow at 11 a.m. via Zoom. I believe that press release went out, Tristan, so you guys can join in, and George, if you choose to. But that will be a fun time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and
sounds
it'll be
great.
Some positivity, too. A good distraction.
Yes.
This is new this year too, isn't it, Lisa?
Yes, this is our first annual. We weren't wanting the first annual to be via Zoom, but it is this year. But May during the week of Tourism Week, we will do these awards.
Awesome, awesome. Well, at least you'll remember the first annual one.
That's true. It's
one to remember.
That's the beauty of it, so, I'm afraid none of us will forget this time in our life.
Go down in history.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely will. So, Lisa, as always, we appreciate the time and continue to keep up the good work. And hopefully, by the time all this is lifted, you and the rest of the staff at the Visitors Bureau still have some hair you haven't pulled out yet.
Hopefully, we will. Thank you all.
Thanks, Lisa.
Have a good one.
All right.
That again, Lisa Burke joining us of the North Platte Lincoln County Visitors Bureau. Always a pleasure to talk to Lisa. And life's given the Visitors Bureau lemons, and they're making some lemonade, George.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Well put.
Yeah.
Ditto.
829, your time in Tampa, service of Grease Monkey. Grease Monkey, conveniently located on the ones in North Platte. 829, still hanging out at 37 degrees on our way to a high today near 69. Full forecast check coming up here on KODY.